Beat.
Last one of the week tomorrow. If you want to get something into us, you can email talk@beat102103.com. Hey guys, I hope you don't mind me sending this to you, but I don't really know who else to ask apart from my mam. I went on a girly holiday last week with my best friend and three other girls who we are in college with. The entire week, I felt as if my bestie just put me down. She made so many jokes in front of the girls about how frizzy my hair went in the sun, about my bikinis were a bit on the tight side. When I got with this guy 2 nights in a row, she said I was punching. She said he was Love Island quality, whereas I was more Geordie Shore. She did it in a way that made it sound like banter, but it felt hurtful and mean. I laughed, but mostly because I was embarrassed. I don't know what to do now. Since we came back, she's just acting as if it's all totally normal. She's my best friend, and my mom is the only one I've really told, and she thinks she's a bitch, but I guess she's very protective. What would you guys do?
Oh, darling, that's a really, really horrible situation to be in, especially when you go away like that and you're in college and, you know, you're going off with the girls and it's meant to be, you know, the best time of your life and you're meant to have the best crack and, you know, feel
and
like you're with
meant to be your best friend.
Yeah, and feel like you're with your people and that you're on holidays with girls that are actually like nice girls and not mean girls. And of all the people who are not meant to be mean girl vibes, it's your best friend. And I would like, unfortunately, life is about finding things out for yourself, right? And of course your mom is going to be protective of you, and of course she's going to call this girl out for her behaviour. But do you know what, in this situation, rightly so, because it doesn't sound to me like you're being crazily sensitive. The stuff that she said is massively loaded, not nice, not kind, and not the behaviour of somebody who is your best friend, right? And as I've gotten older, I think it does take time to realise, and sometimes it's easy to say, oh, you should call people out for stuff that they say to you. In the moment, that's not always,
yeah, particularly when it's in a bantery mode,
yeah,
and you're like,
and you don't want to look like you're being
oversensitive
or whingy or that you can't take a joke. But the bottom line is, if you are friends with somebody, and I say this to Eve, and sometimes I have to say it to myself even as a grown woman, you have to get to a point where you realise, actually, if you're friends with somebody, your friends are supposed to be the people, yeah, we can all have a laugh, we can all take a joke, but your friends are ultimately supposed to be the people in your life that make you feel better about yourself,
yeah, and lift you.
And if you are in a situation where, for any reason whatsoever, that you question that, then you would have to say question the friendship. And the other side of it is, it's not just about somebody trying to put you down or, you know, like make a show of you in front of other people. It's actually, when you look at the bigger picture, and this kind of in my head has made it easier as time has gone on, and when I've looked at certain friendships, and girls can be so horrible and so cruel to each other. I genuinely believe it comes from a place of jealousy. I don't believe that somebody is that nasty that they would, there's something going on for them that instead of them dealing with whatever is in their head, they think, oh, do you know what, it'll make me feel better about myself, I'll put you down instead. And imagine doing that to somebody that you're supposed to love and
care. What are you meant to do there? Have sympathy for them and their situation?
I think
when it's hurting you so much.
I don't know if you're, no, I'm not talking about sympathy, God, no, I'm you have to look after you. You have to, like, mind yourself. Your mom is kind of right, but I guess that it's also not easy to cut somebody out of your life, right? So, like, if you can feel strong enough to be able to say, do you know what, I actually found the way you treated me on that holiday pretty cruel, not the behaviour of a best friend, I felt really let down by you, and see what she says. If you feel strong enough to do that. If you don't, you have to look at your circle and go, are there other people that actually right now are going to make me feel better and lift me up, as you said. Sorry,
I really took the stage there.
Yeah, I didn't breathe
no,
for a bit.
All good points.
I suppose I've been there.
Yeah, I know. And I, like, I hate to be kind of gender specific, but the girls' friendships and guys' friendships can be very different. Guys will say terrible things to each other, like abuse each other to the height. But I don't think it has that kind of loaded undertone
cruel
that sometimes we see in situations like this. And I do think you're right. It's about lack of confidence in themselves and they're projecting onto others. But you've only got to look after number one. Life is short, you know.
And even if that is the case for her friend, that's not an excuse for somebody to treat you like that, do you know? But yeah. Like you are surrounded by girls. You're so lucky. Blessed is Killian among women.
I totally agree with your mother. This girl is a bitch. And there's no good way of putting it. If this girl is getting off by constantly putting someone down, if that's all the friendship is just, oh, sure, we're just slagging each other, that's not nice. And it comes a point where other people will notice as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you're better than that. You don't need this person in your life. life. That, like, just because it was on the holiday, she's doing that just to, as you said, jealousy. There's obviously something else going on, but I think I will call it out. If someone was constantly battering me, I'd be like, what's your problem with me? Like, why are you constantly bringing me down? Why are you slagging me all this? Oh, it's just banter, it's just banter. Like, we're good friends. No, it's not. It's cruel, and like, I don't need that around me. I just call her out straight away. And I'd be like, go away from me. Fool.
Yeah, but that's you. And I think the point is for a lot of people, and I think I would be like that as well. I don't think it's as easy to call somebody out. Like, it's great to be able to say that and to say to them, but it's
over time as well. Like, if this is just a holiday, what's happening? It's a girl dinner the next time.
Also, I think we're all at the stage where we're a little bit more mature, and you would be willing to call someone out. But remember, these are college girls, and when you were 22.
Don't know if I would be willing or
whatever
able.
Whatever age is still terrible, and you should be able to stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with some of the comments coming in. Lauren was on. If this girl is her best friend, she should be able to sit down and call her out on what she said, and if she doesn't like it, she needs to walk away from her so-called best friend. What she said was horrible, and your best friend should be encouraging you to go get the Love Island material guy.
Hi guys, please keep me anonymous. The green-eyed monster seems to be possessing the best friend. Young girls, especially in college, have hormones flying everywhere, and as a woman, I found it hard to regulate them and find a more mature and better outlet for them. It's very honest. I felt jealous too when younger and found it hard to deal with. Hopefully the best friend will mature and look back and be mortified with her behaviour. Probably a good idea to chat with her and let her know that you're hurt, and hopefully she wakes up and realises her words did hurt and be more careful about what she says in the future. Don't suffer in silence.
Paulina says, girl, life's too short to be around people like that. I always said a friend is there to support and give advice, not to put you down. If I was her friend and she met a few times with a really good looking fella, I would order fireworks and champagne for the occasion. It is usually people that are really insecure about themselves that have the biggest mouth.
That's so sweet. Keep me anonymous in relation to this dilemma. I had a friend who treated me very similar to this, especially when I got with my then boyfriend. It went on for a few months, constant digs and comments made about me, my appearance, him and our relationship. I eventually bit the bullet and spoke to her about it. It turned out she had fancied my boyfriend, and it was just jealousy. I remained friends with her, but the relationship was never the same after. I would say a period of about 6 months, the friendship ended. This girl is not a true friend, and I agree with Jo. It would seem there is some sort of issue with her, or she is just jealous of this girl.
Okay, a couple of the voice notes starting with Claire's thoughts.
You know what? I wouldn't do what Shona just said. Call her out on it. Your mum is right, she is not a nice girl. I have a daughter myself. I would rise above her and say nothing, but just remember, she's not your best friend, Pat. She is 100% not your best friend to speak to you like that. And you'd wonder, is she jealous underneath it all that you scored your man and she didn't?
Thank you for that, Claire.
Thanks, Claire.
Bea was also on to us.
Hi, Bea. Just with regards to the dilemma, I was just listening to you talking about it. And if they're best friends, then obviously there's a nice bond between them. You know, things are going well. They look after and look out for each other. So you kind of need a bit more context in that. Has she been there for her before? Has she been supportive? Has she been a good friend? You know, has it been good before now? As in, has it just changed recently? Because if that's the case, then something has happened to her in the dynamic of this other girl's life that's making her behave this way. And a true friend will actually sit down and have a conversation with her and say, you're not always like this. What's going on? Because you're making me feel this way when you behave that way on holiday. It's very easy to just write her off. If that's the case, that she's always been like that, then bin her. You don't need a friend like that. But if she's been a good friend before, you know, would you not be worried that something is going on? And obviously then it's bleeding into her relationship with you. Anyway, that's just a take from Bianca in Wexford.
Thank you, Bianca. Thanks so much for all your messages this morning. I hope it's a help to this girl, but I hope that she can ultimately surround herself with people that do make her feel like she is a good person, which she is.
Fair play.